from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. It was a report of shots fired that resulted in Timmins police closing Mountjoy Street between Algonquin and 3rd early yesterday. The call came in shortly before 4:30. A canine unit was brought in to help the investigators, who call this an isolated incident in which no one reported being hurt. They're welcoming any tips from the public, either directly to Timmins police or anonymously through Crime Stoppers. Temiskaming Cochrane New Democratic MPP John Vantoff says Ontario is one very weak link in bringing Canada together as the country becomes galvanized in the face of threats from Donald Trump.
Everywhere else in Canada, we have a divided four-lane highway to cross this country, so goods and people can travel freely across the country. That's becoming even more important.
In that same address to the legislature, Vantoff said Northerners are regularly run off Ontario's two-lane portion of the Trans-Canada Highway. The premiers of Canada's provinces and territories are hearing today from Prime Minister Mark Carney following his meeting yesterday with President Trump. Carney says the session went well, calling it constructive and wide-ranging, adding that the two leaders now have a path forward with more meetings to take place in the coming weeks. Carney will meet with Trump again at the G7 summit in July in Alberta. The Prime Minister says the Canada-US-Mexico trade agreement, which comes up for renewal next year, will be the basis for a broader negotiation, adding that parts of it might change and other elements might be added. Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church have entered the Sistine Chapel to begin the process of electing a successor to Pope Francis. The 133 cardinals will hold two votes a day until a new pontiff is elected. A special stove has been installed in the ornate chapel to burn their votes. Black smoke indicates no one has received a majority. White smoke indicates they have a new pope. The Smile Cookie campaign is over, but the smiles continue for over 600 charities and community groups across Canada and the U.S. Tim Hortons says a record-breaking $22.6 million was raised through the sale of the Tasty Treats this year. Restaurant owners will be presenting their charity partners with Smile Cookie checks in the coming weeks. In Timmins, the proceeds go to the Costello Center and the wide range of community services it provides.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.